This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com. And tonight I have the opportunity to spend some time with Alicia Earlbeck, who's a new general manager of World Pork Expo. Alicia, how are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, congratulations on your new position. I bet it's really hitting home tonight here at this opening reception.
Yes, it is. We've been spending a lot of time getting ready for this event, so to see it actually all start to come together is really exciting. We've got a fantastic team that we work with at the National Pork Producers Council to present the World Pork Expo, and it's just fantastic to see everyone coming together and working hard, and we're ready for the event.
Well, Alicia, this is your 25th anniversary, so do you have any special things planned for the attendees this week?
Yeah, we do have a couple things planned. One of the things we're going to be doing is having memorabilia from past expos on display. That will be in the Agriculture Building, which is a new exhibit space for us this year. We're also going to be doing a trip for two giveaway, so any attendee can sign up for that, as well as we've got some extra special fun things planned, different kind of treats, desserts, fun little activities to celebrate the anniversary.
Now, Alicia, I've heard that you're going to break a couple records this week, one having to do with some youth events. So can you talk a little bit about what you're expecting in that area this year?
Yeah, the Junior National Show has continued to grow every year the past few years. Last year, they set records with their numbers. They were up 25% from the year before, and their numbers are up again this year. We're expecting over 2,500 hogs to be at the show. So that event just continues to grow, and it's such a wonderful part to have at World Pork Expo.
Now, Alicia, these are youth that are coming from all over the country, correct? Are there even kids coming in from around the world, or are most people fairly local to the United States?
For the Junior National Show, it is mostly local from the United States. A lot of them drive their trailers up. We have them coming from a lot of different states. The show itself, though, we do attract a lot of international attendees to Expo. We average about 700 international attendees every year, and they represent around 30 to 40 countries that we have show up.
Now, this is not just an industry event, correct? People from all over Iowa, anywhere in the country, can drive here to Des Moines and attend the World Pork Expo and see all the exciting things, can't they?
Yes, the show is open to anyone who would like to stop on down and take a look at things. They can see firsthand how great the pork industry is and the different people that are involved and how dedicated they are to the industry.
And Alicia, since school's out, at least for most kids in Iowa now, is this a fun place for kids to spend the next couple days?
Yeah, they'll get to see a lot of things that they might not otherwise have exposure to. Between the swine show, the different exhibit space that we have on, we also have some fun events. Every day there is the Big Grill, which is a free meal for all attendees. That's at the fairgrounds at the Big Triangle. And then we also have our Music Fest event on Thursday night, where we have some different bands come out and play. This year we've got Transit Authority, which is a tribute to the band Chicago, and as well as Little Texas. So for any of the folks who love the country music, we've got a lot of variety there.
Well, wonderful. Is there anything you'd like to add here before you get ready to kick it off in the morning?
No, we're ready to go. We've got a lot of, like I said, great exhibits, lots of new products and innovations, as well as we've got educational seminars that are included for any attendees. So the World Pork Expo is the world's largest pork-specific trade show. So anyone who's involved in the industry should really step down and check it out. They'll learn a lot.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you very much.